Hey there, we are trackside of this 1.7 mile circuit that winds through the streets of downtown Detroit. And this is one of the biggest weekends of the year for the city because more than 100,000 fans are supposed to descend on the city and watch these race car drivers go around these streets that we normally traverse to go to dinner and go to these hotels on our own. So it's pretty cool to see. We're going to bring in Eric Larson, CEO of the Downtown Detroit Partnership, to talk about the impact here for our city. How are you, Eric?
I'm great, Jamie. I could not be more thrilled to be sitting here with you.
Well, that's a nice intro.
And I mean that. It's just wonderful to be here with you.
Awesome. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And we're talking about something very positive for the city of Detroit. There are, you know, estimates about how much money this raises over the weekend for the businesses around here. Do you have a figure?
Yeah, Jamie, it's really interesting. And you threw out the number of 100,000, you know, not just fans coming and descending on this racetrack. But last year alone, this weekend saw over 300,000 people come into the core of our city, you know, for this event over that 3-day period. And it generated over $100 million of economic impact.
Oh, wow.
And the thing that we've talked a little bit about in other shows is, you know, it's great to have the draft. It's great to have the Final Four. But those sort of, they come, they do their thing, and then they leave. Grand Prix comes back every year. And so since Roger brought it back to the streets in 2007, you know, that's 20 years of $100 million a year. Mm-hmm. That's a multiplier effect that really impacts a lot of people.
What is the impact of it being downtown for its fourth iteration this time around from leaving Belle Isle before?
Well, I think the best part of bringing it back downtown is, one, you know, as we've all talked about, 50% of the actual race is free and open and can be viewed without even a ticket. But the other thing that's really unique about bringing it downtown is the ability to engage with the heartbeat of the city, and that's the small businesses. And mm-hmm. You have so much more benefit in terms of those small businesses, not just the bars and restaurants, obviously the hotels, but in general, people are being able to to really participate in the benefit of this, not just for the 3 days of the weekend, but then set a precedence for people to come back. The other thing is, you know, the race leans in very hard to create opportunities for people throughout the city. So you think about the small business straightaway that is, you know, just up Woodward on the Esplanade. That's another way that people are, you know, that wouldn't normally, small businesses that wouldn't normally have this kind of exposure, this kind of opportunity.
This kind of traffic.
Are being able to,
people-wise.
Yeah, yeah. Are being able to be, you know, discovered. And so lots of different ways that it impacts both the, you know, the economy as well as just the overall business environment.
Now, I know that the drivers stay in their RVs. It's not an RV. It's like a beautiful bus. I've done like tours of their buses. It's very comfortable for them.
Nicer than my home.
Yeah. But the people who come to see this race, maybe from out of town, they're staying in the hotels here. What are the occupancy rates during this weekend?
So hotels are sold out.
100%.
100%. So, and it's not just the hotels, obviously, in the downtown. And you've talked to Claude and, you know, the constant drumbeat that we need more hotels. And that is a reality.
They're coming.
They are coming. They are really coming fast. But the other piece is it spills out into the rest of the region. So hotels, because they do fill in the core of the city, then start filling outside of the core of the city.
Yeah.
And so it's really good in terms of the overall regional impact. And then conversations like this. I mean, you know, the voice of the Great Lakes. This is a way to change people's perception about, you know, Detroit. Today, you know, Fifth Third Free Day. You know, people need to know that there's a reason to come down, not just because of the race, but because there's a lot of things that Detroit offers.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a conversation in sports circles about just how much money it costs to bring, like, your whole family to a sporting event these days, mm-hmm. with, like, whatever it costs to get all the food and everything and the tickets. It's free today. You could not get a ticket tomorrow or Sunday if you wanted to, and that's $0 that
you
have to spend.
That's right, and you see the same absolute experience that if you had bought a ticket. And again, even if you do come back, if you love it so much on Free Day, on Fifth Third Free Day today, and you come back on Saturday or Sunday, you can still watch most of the race, you know, 50% of the race for free, even if you don't want to buy a ticket. I would encourage you, you know, to buy a ticket. I would encourage you to, you know, obviously go to...
I mean, the ticket gets you closer to the action. You get to see, like, Pitt Road. You get to see all that. So, yeah, you get something with the ticket for sure.
Yeah, and I think about what the Grand Prix team has done, just thinking about the different venues. I think about the Turn 3 Club. You know, that is probably the best seat in the house other than, you know, right where we are overlooking the track. Mm-hmm. But there is a different vantage point, and the neat thing about the way the course is laid out is you literally can walk sort of all over and see pieces of the track, see pieces of the action. And then you've got the benefit of having on Saturday, IMSTA, so you got the sports car race, and all the local brands, Ford and Chevy and everybody competing against each other. A few foreign brands in there, too.
Right. We don't talk about that.
No,
we don't. Not in Detroit.
And then obviously coming back on Sunday for the actual big event is just so much fun.
The Downtown Detroit Partnership, how are you partnering with this race? Are you involved in the grand premiere tonight? How does it all work?
So we're involved in everything. So we are the parent organization of the Grand Prix.
Okay.
This actually came about in 2006 when Roger Penske was our board chair, the Downtown Detroit Partnership board chair, and decided to revive, racing and bring the Grand Prix
right
back.
After a successful
right
Super Bowl,
exactly.
In which the Pittsburgh Steelers won, but I digress.
I thought you might want to make sure we remember that. And that was Roger's leadership for the Super Bowl and then leaned right into – obviously the Grand Prix. And so for the partnership, it is very important. It's a big weekend, obviously, for us. We have hundreds of clean and safety ambassadors out. They're out, obviously, all year round, but, you see them. They're not just there to clean and make sure things are safe and inviting, but they're also there to help people navigate and, provide us a level of hospitality. We also have a lot of work with our urban innovation team on the small business and the interaction. So there's a number of things that we work with, both from a safety and then just from a pure execution with the Grand Prix team. Bud Denker and Michael Montri are terrific partners.
You're only saying that because Bud just walked by.
Well, he can't hear me right now. if he could hear me, I'd say something else, but probably not suitable for air.
Yeah. Well, thank you for censoring yourself. Yeah. I appreciate on that. All right. So you're looking forward to a beautiful weekend, a beautiful race weekend, and all the pieces are coming together here for one of the best.
We are. And this is a great way to kick it off. I mean, having conversations like this, make sure that people recognize that there's something for everybody. I mean, literally an 8 to an 80 year old can find something to do here. And so let's make sure you don't, sort of wish you had done it when Monday comes around.
Absolutely.
If you're thinking about it, make the trip.
And Eric, thanks for the kind words that you had to say for me. Yeah. I appreciate it very much.
All
right. Stick with us on the Focus Show. We're in the home stretch. Bud Denker's next.